If you're not in Australia, where the bloody hell are you? Remember the bingle jingle, inviting the world to mix and mingle, where a fair go was your welcome mat? Unless you're of caramel descent, then ain't nobody got time for that. Rocking up for my first job at Coles was like a scene on Border Patrol. Her plastic tag read Dorothy. Glasses corded, she hawked, "Do you have a visa, honey?" Caught in a truck's light, I was a squirrel digging for my MasterCard. Caught at my job interview with a question off guard. She repeated again, this time slowly, so I could follow. "We don't want no illegal workers here in Australia." Bravo. What makes you Australian? Is it a Southern Cross tattoo or wombat stew crumbled with a Dunkaroo? As if my Aussie passport is temporary or my birthplace a mistake. For all you Dorothys out there, allow me to firmly iterate. For those who've come across the seas, we've boundless plains to share. With courage, let us all combine to advance Australia fair. Upon hearing these lines, do you think of a time when Australia has learnt to share and care and dare to wear its heart on its face, fully aware that most of us in this place are no longer fair, but brown and black and slow to attack, but quick to embrace a warm Australia, a handmade Australia, not a shooing Australia. When idiots spit Osama at my brother, I'm confused as to why on Australia Day, when the night sky spews bigot bile, I'm traumatised. When a teen rips off my uncle's turban, I'm an enraged flame of pain and shame and sorrow. For tomorrow, when a hooning ute throws a rotten peach at my dad and screams, "Go home, you fucking terrorist!" I plead to you, Lara. Where the bloody hell are we?